Sport Australia and the Australian Institute of Sport have launched a new fitness campaign to help Australians curb the growing obesity epidemic. Find Your 30 is about fitting 30 minutes of intensive and vigorous physical activity into your daily life. Fiona Borton is Sport Australia's Deputy General Manager of Marketing. She explained to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin how the campaign came about.
It's a message to all Australians to get moving. When we look at our research, the facts are actually quite scary. 1 in 2 adults and 8 in 10 children are not getting a sufficient amount of physical activity per day. Australia as well, unfortunately, is also the third most obese English-speaking country in the world. So I guess from a Sport Australia perspective, we're really pushing a very strong call to action to adults to find 30 minutes of physical activity per day and 60 minutes for children. And this is supported by Australia's physical activity and sedentary behaviour guideline from the Department of Health.
It says that Australian adults should commit to doing 30 minutes of regular physical activity each day. What kind of activities should we be doing to try and improve our physical mental health?
It's about getting out there and trying, you know, different options and trying to fit that, I guess, within your day. So there's a range of different ways that you can do that. I think the important thing to say is it doesn't need to be a 30-minute block. You might find ways within your day for 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes there, and that's absolutely fine. Trying to build up to, across a whole day, a minimum of 30 minutes. There's lots of different ways you can do that. It's going for a walk, social activity with friends, it could be playing organised sport. I think it's just important to be role modelling for our children as well and finding ways to be physically active.
According to Dr. David Hughes, who is the Chief Medical Officer for the Australian Institute of Sport, he says that sport participation in Australia is increasingly becoming passive. Why do you think that more people are like consuming sports from the comfort of their TV instead of going out there and playing, and they're not getting involved in recreational activities in the outdoors?
The reality is, I guess today we're all living busier lifestyles. Work commitments are greater. And I think to some degree, perhaps we're deprioritise sport and physical activity. So I guess, again, it's about trying to find ways to reprioritise it, trying to fit it around our busy lifestyles and looking for opportunities, whether they be at work or at home, to put that back on the agenda.
With the actual campaign itself, have there been any inclusion of athletes, including those who might identify as being para-athletes or who have a disability, who themselves competed in like elite competitions like the Paralympics?
Yes, look, the campaign is certainly aimed at everybody, everyday Australians. It's not necessarily high-performance focused. In saying that, it does feature people from diverse backgrounds, whether it be culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, Indigenous backgrounds, and we also do feature in it three people that do have a disability, one of which is a chap called Michael Roger, who is a Paralympian. He's a runner and he has competed in 3 Olympic Games. So he's one of our disability people that do feature within the campaign.
Do you think this campaign will help to improve Australia's health overall?
That's absolutely the aim. We're trying to raise awareness of the broader message, so getting Australians to move it and looking at ways that we can activate that with Find Your 30, so more tactical ways to activate that sort of on the ground and at a community level. I appreciate, however, that behaviour change does take time, and therefore it's very much from Sport Australia a long-term investment behind this campaign.
Fiona Borton, Deputy General Manager of Marketing at Sport Australia, speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.